This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Still gets in your eyes. Wildfires burning through Oregon, obviously Washington, and the state of California. It's the West Coast blanketed with fire and smoke. Boy, and it sounds just like this. It's a scary sound. Listen to it for a minute. Close your eyes and imagine you're with your family and you're surrounded by that. Boy, I really feel for all my pals in some of those areas I mentioned. And I have friends in California, Washington, and in Oregon. And, of course, many listeners there, too. Kate Delaney, that's what we're talking about. The buzz in the land, and so much of it is for our friends that find themselves in that situation with wildfires all around them and no end in sight. Some are getting contained, but as some get contained, more bubble up. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. And you look at this broadcast towers in Los Angeles, for example, and I talked about that. They're iconic. If you've ever been to L.A., you're on the freeway, you're looking around, and you look over to one side, and you can see these big towers, and it's a bobcat fire is what it's called. They named it that, and you've got that Mount Wilson Observatory there, which you see in movies, right? It's like that place. It's that iconic place, and they are trying to keep the flames as far away as they can. I mean, this is a historic observatory, and like I said, billion-dollar broadcast towers are sitting there as well. You know how contained it is. It is 6% contained. I mean, that's where they're at. It's 16 miles northeast of downtown L.A., and it's grown to 40,000 acres. So it's gotten bigger, and it's what they call a bigger footprint. And it's scary to see because there's so many communities there, and the threats and that sound that I wanted you to hear, that is what so many are hearing. It's right on their backs. The flames are on their backs. So they're evacuating, and they're standing by to evacuate 80 historic cabins that are in the Los Angeles forest because the fear, of course, is they're going to get destroyed too. And the fires are 27 fires are burning in the state of California. It's killed more than 20 people since they erupted in mid-August. And in Oregon and Washington State, they understand because they're going through the same thing. We've talked about the loss of life there, the major fires, the outbreaks, the smoke, and how awful the smoke is. And while that's going on, this is this two-headed monster that we're talking about hitting the United States, where you have Sally, which basically crawled toward the Gulf Coast, but up to 30 inches of rain. So you have one part of the country being choked to death from these western fires that won't let up, with ash raining down in some areas from the sky and flames on others' backs, as I described. And then you have the rain and the flooding. They're talking about how much water is it going to be in the end. The precipitation on the Gulf Coast is crazy. And this is something we talked to one of our longtime friends and listeners about the other day, Grimm in Mississippi, who was saying, remember, it's the water, and he's right. In this case, it is the water. That is the big, big worry. A stalled hurricane just offshore, waves, rain, all of that, meaning that long-duration kind of storm surge flooding. When you think about I was thinking, what could I compare this to? If any of you can go back in the recesses of your mind and you remember Hurricane Ivan, and it wasn't that long ago, it was 2004, and it was the last hurricane that hit land in Alabama, and that was a Cat 3. But Ivan is only one of is just one of only three hurricanes to make landfall in Alabama during the past 31 years. So this is the big brace, right? And this is exactly what's happened. And this is behind the devastation of Laura, which was terrible over western Louisiana and the upper Texas coast. So now it looks like New Orleans is avoiding the majority of the impacts from Sally because there was a little bit of a shift in the storm's track. So what happens is what looked like it was going to just smash right in and go toward New Orleans, they get the break, but certainly Mississippi, Pensacola, all those areas did not get the break in the end. And this is what the irony is of what we're living under. And then, of course, the COVID, the thing that we've been talking about since, what, March, and India surpassed 5 million coronavirus cases, for example. In the United States, we look at the cases and deaths, 198,646. I mean, that's on the nose that we know of that are reported that are being counted as such. And 6.6 million confirmed cases. I always say it's about that recovery number. That's what we want to see, the recovery number. We know our friends in other places. I mentioned India. We've had many Australians on who have talked about what has happened. And in Victoria, how furious the people are over the big lockdown that they're undergoing and that they can only go out 1 hour a day and whatnot. And Australia is really pushing the limits of this thing, especially again in Victoria. But it's interesting. Victoria has less than 1,000 active cases, but they have 42 new cases and 8 deaths. So this is part of what the reasoning supposedly was behind, okay, this is why we're doing this, to avoid what could be even more disastrous. And again, people saying it's over the top, it's outrageous, why does it have to be that, etc. And then in the mix of all of that, the virus, the wall of water in the Gulf Coast, the fires in the West, it's all about politics, baby, because we're in the zone. When you're talking about 45 plus days before a major election where you either have President Trump being elected for a second term or Joe Biden coming in, there's a big fight for those swing states, especially Florida. Joe Biden is pushing hard for veterans and the Hispanic voters in Florida, but equally the president is doing the same thing, and we've got this battle that's set to roll on, September 29th in a presidential face-off for the first debate, which I can't wait for that debate because we know what the themes are going to be. The themes are what I just served up here at the top of the show, plus the economy. What's happening with the second stimulus? What's happening in our communities with small businesses? Are these businesses going to be able to survive, those that are hanging on by their fingernails? That's what it's all about. I think it always comes back to the economy, because when you can't feed your family, when you're looking for places to live, can't pay mortgages, can't pay credit card bills, all of that, it starts to really strangle you in a much different way. Coming up, we got the mailbag. Lots of thoughts about the fire next.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme
extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Get in the mailbag.
All right, we got a Heath who says, Kate, it is unbelievable what has happened in Oregon. So much conversation about California and Washington, and I know that they're getting pounded just as badly as we are. But if you look at some of the devastation in Oregon, in Portland, where I live, we see the remnants of the smoke, and we just know where that's coming from. I was looking at drone video today that was over Phoenix, Oregon, and my heart just breaks for those people. I don't see how anybody who was caught up in the middle of that survived it. There's just absolutely no way. Our thoughts definitely, and my family, are with those people. Take a look at those drone shots. All right, so for everybody listening, of course, this is radio. And if you do Google, like, drone video Oregon, you'll see it, and it does emphasize just how awful it is. You see the red, like they were trying to put the fire out, so that what they drop from the air, that the red, I'll call it like red clay, it looks like red clay that comes down from the sky to try to douse it. It's all over everything, and you just see piles of, you know what it looks like? It looks like a tornado destroyed everything in its path. A tornado. A fire tornado. That's what it looks like. And it's awful. It is. It's awful. There's a parking lot with a couple of cars in it. But pretty much, I like the description. I don't like it. But he's pretty accurate about that. There are some homes that did make it, but they are in the middle. And when I say they made it, it's weird because you'll see, like, two homes, and everything else in its path is destroyed. So that's why, to me, it seems like a tornado, because that's exactly what happens with a tornado, except for in this case, so many more homes just didn't make it. I mean, there's no way anybody going back to that it's a complete rebuild. There's no question about that. Complete rebuild. And it's sad. Absolutely. This one from Duncan, who says, the second wave, what do you think is going to happen with the second wave? I mean, for goodness sake, it seems like one long wave to me when we're talking about COVID-19, Kate. I'm so tired of people trying to downplay it. I don't see how you downplay anybody dying from a virus. How could we say, I don't care if 200 people died, how can we say it's not a big damn deal? What do you think? Absolutely. I mean, that's why I say on the show the numbers, because it is horrible. It's horrible that anyone dies, obviously. I always say that, whether it's whatever we're talking about, the fire, the hurricanes, it's just about human life. It's about all of us connecting. So in other areas of the world, like in England, they're saying that a shortage of the COVID-19 tests, they're jeopardizing the medical staff and what they could do to prepare for a surge, what they think is going to be the surge in cases in the winter. And in the U.S., it's about the same thing. It's battening the hatches, so to speak, for lack of a better way to describe it, for what could be an onslaught of people because of the vulnerability of getting the flu, and then on top of it, COVID-19. And where are we with the vaccine? Where are we with the trial runs? And the answer is we don't know how soon that vaccine's available. And then plus, on top of it, there are people who feel fearful that it's not going to be the right kind of vaccine and aren't going to take it. So then what good does that do? I mean, if we just slice the U.S. in half and half took it and half didn't, what does that do? Right? I mean, and then are we guinea pigs on either side of this? Of course, we're guinea pigs throughout this whole thing. I mean, let's face it. And the focus on how quick, how fast, when, the arguments over is it safe, what's, you know, where do we go from here, what if it's not safe, what if. I mean, it's nothing but if questions, right? It's like I keep joking about shake the magic eight ball, because it is shake the magic eight ball. There's questions we can't answer. I mean, I've talked to some of the most brilliant people I know, people that are on the front lines, people who know people who are working, know them personally, are working on the vaccine, and they're pushing, of course, they're pushing to get it sooner rather than later. But they, you know, again, the calculations on what it's going to look like, they don't know for sure. Because the concern is if we say, yes, oh, yes, there's going to be a vaccine, it's totally 100% safe, or it's 95% safe, or whatever it is. I mean, how can they say that? There was the argument over the FDA approval, and was the FDA in the pocket of the Trump administration, so they would just rubber stamp it, which I say is ridiculous, because I don't believe that. So it is the tug of war over the politics of the day, and where you believe the virus, and the conversation about could the president have stopped this sooner, and is this going to play into how people vote in the election, and is there conspiracies over how the virus started? I mean, there's conspiracies all the way around this. You know, you pick what you believe. But, I mean, here's the bottom line. Are people losing their lives from COVID-19? The answer, of course, is yes. Do we want anybody to lose their life over a stupid virus? No. Has this rocked our world? And in some cases, was there overcaution? In some cases, was there not enough caution? In some cases, was there plain-out stupidity in opening bars or having 700 of your closest friends not be masked and come over to your house and hang out and then spread it? Of course. Of course, of course, of course. All right, here's this one from Cooper, who says, Kate, I'm in California, and watching the fire from all sides of this to my brothers and sisters in Oregon and in Washington, it is catastrophic. It is absolutely absolutely catastrophic. And when it's personal and you hear about the stories of people trying to get out and being burned in their cars or pickups or whatever, and there's just too much of that. There were sad stories about people who could not escape. I heard about one couple that were trying to get out in Northern California, and they got misinformation, which is what our planet seems to revolve around these days, and decided that they were going to go home and ended up dying because they couldn't get away from the fire. And people don't understand that when these fires go up, with how dry it is, it can move like lightning across a house, across a development, jump over streets and highways. And I know that you lived here, and I know that you've been out with firemen, and you certainly know what I'm talking about. I am an ex-fireman, so I understand about these large wildfires in these states. And with 35 people killed and millions of acres burned, people have to pay attention to what's happening. And I say evacuate. When in doubt, don't even doubt. Just get out. Yeah, and, you know, one of the stories that I heard about was a couple that that was burned up. How do you say that? They were burned in the fire when they were trying to get out, and they, I guess they knew they were going to evacuate, but they had heard that it was somewhat contained, that it was like more than 51% contained or whatever it was. So they went back, and sadly, you had a guy that was found inside of his Toyota pickup, and the Toyota pickup obviously had caught fire. And then you found the woman who was in a nearby embankment, so she was trying to run but couldn't get out. And they packed up everything, I guess, to evacuate, but then they decided not to do it because they heard that it had been much more contained than it was. And this was the Bear Fire that was part of what they call the North Complex Fire that happened last week in Northern California. So, you know, they have names for obviously all these fires, and then sometimes it changes when it morphs into something else. But this was all over on social media sites, and that's the thing. People are looking at social media to figure out what's happening in these developments and how contained something is. And that's what they heard, a containment number. And they did get the evacuation orders, but because of that containment number, they thought that they were okay and they had time. And wow, I mean, that's the thing. And that's the thing for the people that are there, that are fighting the fires, the firemen and firewomen. They want to save the people. These hot spots break out, and it's a horrible, tragic thing. And they see that fireball, and that's what they're concerned about. So, I mean, if you get an evac order, just evac. That's the deal. Just evac. I've been in a situation where I had an evacuation order. And then guess what? There was that debate. Should we? Shouldn't we? What do we do? And we decided, you know, we got to do this, decide on our for ourselves. Should we evacuate? We did, and our area was fine. It was in Santa Barbara years and years ago. But I'm still glad that we got out of there, just because I know how this can play out. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Sally is a very slow-moving storm, and they say it will bring historic flooding. It's a Category 1, and it's expected to hit the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. Forecasters say it's hard to predict where it will make landfall. It's only moving about 2 miles an hour as it pounds the Gulf Coast. Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are all affected. National Hurricane Center Ken Graham says the storm will be a big rainmaker even after it crosses the coast and very slowly moves inland over Alabama.
Still fluctuate, wobble around a little bit, and then 7 p.m. Wednesday in portions of southwest Alabama, 7 a.m. Thursday. Even on Thursday, we're still in portions of south central Alabama, and it's going to be all the way into Friday morning when we start seeing the system into Georgia. That's slow.
This is USA Radio News. Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris returned to California as wildfires burned across her home state and much of the western U.S. She met with California Governor Gavin Newsom and emergency officials as wildfires have burned more than 3.2 million acres in the state. She also joined the governors of Oregon and Washington, which have also been hit hard by the wildfires. She said climate change was a major factor in causing the deadly blazes. Police in L.A. are asking a basketball star to help them capture a killer. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James to step up and provide money to help find the gunman responsible for the shooting of two deputies. Alex Villanueva asking James to match or even double the $175,000 reward being offered. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thanks for hanging with us here on the show. We've been talking about the fires, the coronavirus, politics of the day. It's just right down to presidential politics. And in your neck of the woods, a lot of things you're probably voting on as well, bond issues. Perhaps there's somebody that you are reelecting or thinking of electing in Congress or in the Senate, because whenever there's a presidential year, there are other things that, of course, are attached to that as well, but because it's the president, that becomes that much bigger every 4 years. And will it be a double dose of Trump, or is it Biden? And the gloves are off. The commercials are out there, the spots are out there, and they're going for the jugular. It's politics, like I said, as usual. I can't wait, and then counting down the days to the 29th to see what happens with Chris Wallace, who I think does a fabulous job. He's the moderator moderator. You catch his show on Fox, and I think he'll try to keep them both on point, and let's see how that conversation rolls. But I look forward to all the debates. To me, that's the best. I don't think we're going to get what we got with Hillary Clinton running on the Democratic side of things versus Biden, but I'll be curious because, you know, there's behind-the-scenes massive prep debate. Even for the president, there would be some prep debate of what could the questions be. We know what the questions would most likely be. We know what it's going to surround. And what does that, you know, what does that mean? What are you responding to? And I would love to be a fly on the wall, especially Biden has somebody new that's been working with him for the last 6 months and actually helped him get the Democratic nod. For the president, he's got some of the same team of people around. Some faces are different, but I can't imagine what that would be like prepping the prez, because, I mean, he goes where he wants to go, and I know there has to be some of that because that's what you do, but and there'd be maybe less of it, but there'd have to be some of it, and I wonder what that would be like to watch that kind of a prep session. And of course, the president's been interviewed many times by Chris Wallace, so I think he knows what to expect there, and Biden's been interviewed by him as well. We got a drop the mic moment, and then we're going to hit the headers, meaning the top, what I call the top headlines, the things that we're talking about over our fences. If we were talking over our fences, if we could talk over our fences, what's the buzz in your backyard and what's the buzz in mine? But this one is the mic drop moment. I was reading this story today, and I thought, is this fake news or is this real news? I saw a story, and I actually checked on it. I did a little checking at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. And what they're claiming is that there's an antibody that could neutralize coronavirus, and they found it. So they're saying that they've isolated the smallest biological molecule that completely and specifically neutralizes SARS-CoV-2. Yeah, drop the mic. You're going to neutralize this sucker. Step up and get the prize. So, like I said, I read it and I thought, am I tired? I haven't had enough sleep. Is this fake? Am I reading the National Enquirer's version of this? And I did check on that. And it's true. They're saying they believe that this molecule that they found will do that, and it's SARS-CoV-2, and it causes the novel coronavirus. The antibody is, check it out, 10 times smaller than a full-sized antibody. Right? As soon as I heard that stat, I was like, oh, I'm in. You have pulled me in. You have pulled me in. And it doesn't say Harvard Medical School. And it doesn't say John Hopkins. It doesn't say Stanford. But University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine has a decent reputation. So they're reporting that so far it's been, this is why they can't say 100%, but so far it's been highly effective in preventing and treating the infection in mice and hamsters. But that's where you start. And also show signs that they won't have negative side effects in people because it doesn't bind. It doesn't bind to human cells. So that's good because that's what they want. And there's a division of infectious disease at this facility. And there are two different people that are leading this study. And they're saying, this is the deal when I say antibody. They're very hopeful that it could be an effective treatment for patients with COVID-19, but here's the part that I also liked, and for protection of those who have never had the infection and are not immune. So they say that they're trying to do that thinking outside of the box, and how could you use this? How could you administer it? Would it be like inhalation? Would it be a kind of a patch? It's small because it's so small, so it could be an inhaled drug, that kind of thing. It could be intravenously given, like an IV drip, that kind of thing. And so far, so good. I love it. Bring it on. I mean, seriously, this teeny tiny antibody, if it works, it works. And just figure out how you can possibly take it, whether it is an inhaling thing or whatever it might be. So drop the mic over and over again if this is what answers the pleas for people, especially for those who have it. All right, I call this hit the headers. What I mean by hit the headers is we know what we're talking about. We would be talking about those fires. If you and I were neighbors and I would say, boy, you know, I see some, because I'm seeing smoke in our area. Is that smoke from the fires? I mean, has the smoke washed over us that far away from California to Texas? And the answer is that's what we're seeing. That people are claiming, especially in the West, you know, Nevada, etc., that they're starting to see that wash over. And the concern, of course, is for those people. And how many of us in our hoods have volunteer firemen or others that are out there in the West, because we don't live, let's say we're not living in the West, that are helping to pitch in to try to put it out. Because, you know, you're getting guys that are working and women that are working 12 hours in these shifts and barely getting enough sleep, and you think of the gear they have to haul and everything else. I mean, they're not whining. This is the gig. This is the job. But it's tough. I mean, the exhaustion has to set in, and especially with no end in sight. I mean, because what is the, you know, what is the creed of the firefighter? They want to put the flames out. They want to be the hero because they want to rescue the people. They don't want the loss of human life. And that's the concern when things go up so quickly. So the watch is on, full on watch on the wild, and how contained they are, and how, you know, many structures have burned and how many acres have burned. And the answer to that question is, you know, I look at a map. I've got a map up so I can see where they're going. And you look in Washington, outside the Cold Springs area, they got a bad one. They're starting to, spots of it, they're starting to put out. In Oregon, Riverside, Lionshead, the same thing. Beachy Creek, just outside of Eugene. Portland, seeing all that heavy, heavy smoke. The North Complex in California, Northern California, that's a bad one. You look at El Dorado, and there's a couple of bad ones that have bubbled up there. And, I mean, these are fires that have been around for a couple of weeks. And at least 35 people have died in the Western fires. And now it's up to, if we took all the acres, 4.7 million acres. And I love when people try to compare other states, because that's the best way for your mind to process. Well, what does that mean, 4.7 million acres? Think of it this way, as was described to me, and I think it's people are using this. It's like more land than six Rhode Islands. If you took the shape of Rhode Island and you put it all over top of the West, that's what we're talking about. And if we looked at all 11 states, 87 fires are going. I mean, these firefighters are beyond exhaustion. It's hour after hour after hour trying to contain the fires. Grabbing dogs, grabbing people, doing whatever they can, getting the evacuation orders. You know, in Oregon, 16 people are missing. I said near the Beachy Creek fire, which is east of Salem, they have no idea what has happened to certain people. They see the homes are lost, shops are lost, things are lost, and they're looking for people. They're walking around looking for people, meaning friends, family, etc. They're trying to find them. And sadly, here's what happens. They find remains, and then they have to go through the process of identifying them. So they've got a medical examiner, a mobile medical examiner facility they put up, that's been set up because of the wildfires, so they can do that. And they say it's the first time they've had a mobile morgue that they ever needed it. So that, just process that for a second, the severity of that, because they want to be able to identify. Wow. I mean, and this whole idea, and this has happened in a couple cases of, oh, we're packing up to evacuate, but should we leave? Should we not leave? And you know what? Here's what it's come down to. Where you've got police in cars that are going up and down streets and urging people to leave over loudspeakers, to get out. because they're, because people are weighing the options. Well, wait, just, you know, how far away is it? Are we close? I said this in the previous segment. When in doubt, just get out, leave. Don't take the chance. All right, we continue with birthdays and such on the flip side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating a birthday. We need some levity on this show. Blow out the candles, lean in, and celebrate. Who is celebrating a birthday? Wacky Mickey Rourke is celebrating a birthday. 67 years old. Actor and boxer, if you look at the background of Mickey Rourke. You know, I can remember some of his early stuff. And I think some of his early stuff was incredible. And he just kind of morphed into different directions, I guess. And he has a huge following. I mean, he does. He's got a huge, huge following. I'm thinking of the movies that I liked. He was in a movie that I liked called The Pope of Greenwich Village. He was in an erotic drama, 9.5 weeks. These are mostly in the 80s. He was in another movie that I liked called Rumblefish. That was in the early 80s too. And my movie that I totally thought was hilarious, and I think I would get nailed for this. This is a guy movie. I don't think you can classify movies that way. Maybe you can. I don't know. Chick flick, you know how we do it. So Diner. He was in Diner, and I thought Diner was funny and brilliant and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then he was a boxer. Like, in between all this stuff, he trained as a boxer, and he left acting and became sort of a professional boxer for a while. His teen years, that's what he focused on. He took up, like, self-defense training at the Boys Club in Miami, and that was it. And that's where he got the chops of boxing. And, I mean, he even won, like, he won Florida Gold Gloves. So then he morphed into acting, and then kind of the rest is history. In The Pope of Greenwich Village, Daryl Hannah's in it, Eric Roberts is in it, and I think that was one of his best roles. And he's had some, if you want to call them comeback movies, he certainly had some comeback movies, but you know what he's famous for? And a lot of actors are reluctant to talk about this, but of course somehow it all leaks out eventually. But he turned down supposedly some really high profile possibilities. 48 Hours, hilarious. Platoon, Top Gun, they're doing the remake even of Top Gun, Beverly Hills Cop, Rain Man, that's a big one, Silence of the Lambs, and Pulp Fiction. All of those movies were very, very big movies, if you remember. So happy birthday to Mickey Rourke, who is surviving at 67. Nick Jonas, singer-songwriter, 27 years old, so on the younger side, good for him. Amy Poehler is hilarious, 48 years old. Let's see who else. David Copperfield. There's a movie coming out about Copperfield, 63. He's an illusionist. He was pretty famous at one time. I guess he still would be considered to be famous. Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live. Dave, you might remember her. She's funny. She's a comic actress, 55 years old. Tamron Hall, 49 years old. She's got her own talk show. You probably might remember her from the Today Show. If you live in the great state of Louisiana, your governor is 53 years old, John Bell Edwards. Also celebrating a birthday, I'm just going to give you a couple of more, I promise. Just a couple more. Okay, also celebrating a birthday today would have been, because I don't believe he's alive, but Alan Funt, the television host, member Candid Camera, you're on Candid Camera, 84, he would have been 84 years old. Because we do that too, right? We can do that thing of how old would they have been. How about Squire Whipple? Do you know Squire Whipple? I just saw a drawing of him. Civil engineer, 83, he would have been 83 years old, because I do not believe that Squire is alive. But so if I say Squire Whipple, are you saying who? You know, are you saying to yourself, who is he? Why are we recognizing him? Because he was an American civil engineer who famously was known as the Fire of Iron Bridge Building in America. So obviously he cannot be alive, and they are jesting. He died at the age of 83. He's from the 1800s, really. So we're not celebrating 83. He was the guy who started that kind of construction, and he had an interest in construction, I guess, growing up on a farm. And he encouraged the use of iron as the core material for building bridges instead of wood to increase the stability and strength of bridges. It's funny, we're talking about infrastructure now and what happens with bridges, but he popularized the use of science and engineering, and he modernized that concept of bridge construction through what he had learned as a kid, what he saw, and then he applied for a bunch of patents, and he really transformed his ideas into the real world. And his ingenuity is still, he still has one of the oldest iron bridges built on his design, is still intact in America. But he revolutionized that whole thing of civil engineering and that bridge construction. So how about that? So the father of iron bridge building in America. So, hey, Squire Whipple, hats off to you. You are not alive. You died at 83, but you definitely contributed. There's no question about it. So of our birthdays of famous people who are not with us, we salute him because he was a game changer for us. And now, like I said, what's the conversation? Bridges that are falling apart and infrastructure. That's one of the big arguments in the United States, money being spent on infrastructure and the lack of it, which it's always promised. And then so much of that, you know, falls down. We talked about COVID and college football. The Big Ten decided they weren't going to play. The Big Ten wasn't going to do any sports, and also the Pac-12 wasn't going to do it either. So, you know, so they said forget it for the seasons. And LSU, the LSU football coach, is saying most of his team has COVID-19, and you don't mess with Ed Ogeron. He's, you know, hard scrabble Ed. And he started a news conference on Tuesday by confirming that three or four of the team's 105 players are sidelined with it. But overall, he says there was a misnomer saying that most of the team has it. It's not most. He says it's three or four. That headline or that story was exaggerated. And he said mostly they're healthy, and you know, if they've caught it, they're hoping they don't catch it again. And that's where that got boggled, that they think, he's saying he thinks a lot of them might have caught it, but hopefully they won't catch it again. LSU opens its season with the rest of the conference on September 26th. They take on Mississippi State because LSU is playing. So there you go. And this is the concern, of course, with sports is how safe is it? And it seemed to me like all, you know, college football was going down. That wow, if these bigger conferences fall one by one, but no, the fight was on to continue to play. So you can imagine especially how people feel in the Big Ten that, well, if this all works out, why are we not playing? Everybody keeps asking me because I do the cheap movie reviews, and of course we don't have movies. People aren't going back to the movies. People are afraid to go to movie theaters, although I said that we went to the movies and we saw Tenet, and I recommended it. It's one of those sci-fi things, so you're either going to get it. It's sort of sci-fi. You're either going to get it or you're not going to get it. But Disney Plus, in an effort to continue to have people to pay for their streaming channel, they did this thing called The Mandalorian, and The Mandalorian's second season is coming out. It comes out today, in fact. It comes out on Tuesday, and it was a runaway hit. It was a runaway hit, the first season. So I guess it was the trailer that came out. And it's Star Wars. You know, this is Baby Yoda and the Evil Empire and that kind of that whole thing. So they're smart because it jumped merchandise. It's been hot, 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 Baby Yoda. And they nabbed more than 50 million paid subscribers. They announced that back in April in just 5 months because of the releases that they're putting out there during this time of COVID-19. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Thanks so much to Alex, our technical maestro, for this version of it. Make it count, everybody.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.